Welcome to It's a Question of Balance with Ruth Copeland. Featuring stimulating in-depth interviews with special guests from all areas of the arts. And now, here's your host for It's a Question of Balance, Ruth Copeland.
To the show where we balance the intellectual with the creative, featuring thought-provoking conversations. For the topic hour, I go out and about and talk to people on the street about a wide variety of different subjects that affect us all, both locally and globally. And for this, the Arts Hour, I interview local, national and international guests from all areas of the arts. And the show combines a debate topic with an arts interview because I feel discussion and creativity are two of the most vital ways that we engage with the world. If you'd like to find out more information about the show, you can go to the website. It'saquestionofbalance.com. You can hear podcasts of all my past shows there, and you can connect with me on social media, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, etc., should you so wish. So again, the show website is it'saquestionofbalance.com. And on the homepage, there are tabs at the top for guests and topics, which makes it very easy to browse and choose the podcast that will interest you. So I encourage you to check that out. It'saquestionofbalance.com. Well, this week is my special guest from the arts. I'm pleased to be interviewing Kathleen Powell, co-founder and president of Cinequest Inc., which incorporates Cinequest Picture the Possibilities, which empowers youth through the creation of transformative films, connecting with leaders and global audiences to improve worlds. Cinequest Maverick Studio, which creates innovative and transformative motion pictures and distribution paradigms, and Cinequest Film Festival in San Jose, California, which provides a discovery bastion for film artists and media technologies, and has been named one of the top 10 film festivals in the world. Cinequest was founded in 1990 by Kathleen and Hafdan Hussey and originally occupied one theatre. It is now a multi-screen 13-day event attracting over 100,000 attendees. Many films shown at the festival have gone on to receive distribution by a major movie studio, and several short films have won Academy Awards. The prestigious Maverick Spirit Award is given by the festival to influential individuals who embody the independent and innovative mindset. And recipients include Harrison Ford, Minnie Driver, Ben Kingsley, Salman Rushdie, Danny Glover, Jennifer Jason Leigh, and Arnold Schwarzenegger, to name but a few. The Maverick Innovator Awards and the Media Legacy Awards highlight notable individuals in film and technology. And Cinequest itself has been a leader in showcasing and applying the technologies that have revolutionized the film business. Kathleen has an eclectic background in engineering and art, with a passion to bring the transformative vision of youth and artists to the world. She found her true calling whilst gaining her master's in computer science when she joined a summer feature film project to produce the film He's Still There, which premiered at the Venice Film Festival. Inspired by this experience, she shortly afterwards co-founded Cinequest with Hafdan Hussey. As part of her ongoing desire to empower, Kathleen led Cinequest to create Picture the Possibilities to support creativity for youth, and Cinequest Maverick Studio to further the voice of artists through distribution. Kathleen recently co-directed and co-produced the feature film Life is Love, about inspirational women, and also mentors burgeoning businesswomen around the world through the Bush Institute's Women's Initiative Fellowship. Named by Metro Newspapers as one of the 25 people who has dramatically changed the Silicon Valley over the past 25 years, Kathleen continues to serve artists, innovators, and youth with passion and love. Welcome to the show, Kathleen.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be with you today.
Great. Well, thank you for making the time. Your life is about bringing art to the people. I'm wondering if you can remember the first time that art of any kind had a deep effect on you, when perhaps you realized that art has a power beyond just entertainment.
Gosh, you know, it was probably sometime when I was in college and graduate school. I grew up in Kansas. Really did not have a strong background of engagement in the arts when I was growing up. I was very much, you know, growing up in a Midwest environment and strong family values and community, but very little exposure until I got into college and graduate work. And it was that time I was introduced to film, really beyond what the studios were producing. So the independent world and what was being created by visionary artists. And it was probably a screening of Taxi Driver that changed my view of how film can greatly impact your emotions and your view of the world and characters and take you on a journey that is transformative in some way. That it was that breakthrough moment when I started to really get more in depth into the arts and what people were creating and how that was impacting our world.
I understand as a teenager you wanted to be a truck driver, and I wondered what appealed to you about that career. Obviously, you didn't go on to do that, but, you know, I wondered what grabbed you about the idea of that.
Yeah, you know, I loved just listening to music when I was a teenager, and I loved driving. And, you know, it was at one point where my father, and when I was in high school, asked me what I wanted to do and what I wanted to be, and I said that, and, you know, because I figured I could drive all day long and listen to Led Zeppelin and Lynyrd Skynyrd and all of the musicians that I love to follow. And he thought about it for a minute. He was a physician, a doctor, a surgeon, and as was my grandfather, and came from a background of applying yourself. And so he thought about it, and he said, well, I always thought maybe you would do something more with your mind, like computer science. And at that time, you know, it was just at the peak of when we were first getting computers and they were becoming available in schools, and, you know, when Steve Wozniak was out there, you know, figuring out how we could all have a computer in our own home someday. And so I took a class, and it was easy, and decided to go to college and pursue that as a career at the time. So it wasn't because I had a passion for computer science. It was just that it came easy to me. And so that's what kind of derailed me from becoming a truck driver.
Right. It would seem from you originally studying computer science that you have a balance of left and right brain capacities, as you also spent a lot of time in the arts. I'm imagining that's probably quite useful when putting something as complex on as a film festival.
It's extremely useful. It's, you know, when you have a balance between the artistic side as well as the business side, you know, you can do so much more, you know, in life. And it's difficult, you know, as you know, for many artists when they're so passionate about their work. And we see this with young filmmakers all the time, that, you know, you're so dedicated and so passionate about creating the work that that you want to do for the rest of your life, and it's hard to balance and become great at business skills and marketing skills that are needed to really promote your work and make a living out of your work. And that's, you know, of course, why Halfton and I founded CineQuest, was to really help a lot of these young artists as they start on their journey in this world of film.
Yeah. I mean, putting on a film festival is a huge endeavor. Had you done anything like it before, or did you just go for it?
I just went for it. I mean, when I was in college, I started my own company, which was developing software for the first Apple computers that came out, the Lisa, which was pre-Mac days. When, you know, it was coming out, we started a company. And, you know, so I had a business sense of putting together companies and how to fund them and, you know, to make sure that they were profitable and viable. But, no, you know, I think, you know, we were young when we started CineQuest, and we still are young. You know, we surround ourselves with young energy all the time, and you just have to dive in and give it all.
So you obviously had a lot of confidence to innovate and take risks. Where do you think that came from?
I think it came from my parents that you know, they always wanted all of their children to do great things, and you know, they never limited us onto, I have two sisters, onto what we wanted to take on, and we traveled when we were young. We were able to go on exchange programs into the Soviet Union in the late 70s. Many countries, Spain and England and Japan for a summer. And, you know, having that global perspective on the world, it, you know, opened up your mind to just so many different things. And it's inspiring, you know, when you learn about different cultures. And so, you know, I had that unique opportunity. And I, you know, film does the same thing, right? So yeah. You may not be able to travel or, you know, to go to places in the world that others have gone before. But in the film arts, it can take you there and take you on that journey and help you experience things that others have experienced or stories people want to tell. And so, you know, that really opened up my mind to a lot.
Yeah, that's a great gift, because I think a lot of parents want a lot for their children, but sometimes don't always convey that in a way that makes the children feel confident that they can do it. They just are left with a lot of expectation and a kind of worry about, like, oh my God, can I ever reach that expectation? But it sounds like for you, you also had that sense of belief in you that you could do these things, which is very encouraging. Yeah.
There's so much pressure on our youth today. And, you know, as we go through different economic pressures and world pressures, and, you know, we're living in a really dynamic time right now. And my nephews are at that age where they're in college and figuring out what they're doing with their lives. And it's, you know, it's much more challenging, I think, for this generation than it's ever been, you know, with what's going on in our world. And you know, I was very lucky that I wasn't pressured into a certain field or a certain place to live or things to do, that I was really encouraged, you know, to look out there broadly as to what would make me happy and what I would be passionate about. And it took me a long time to figure out what I was passionate about. It wasn't something that I was, you know, knew as a young child what I wanted to do. And I was very lucky that I had the support to try.
Yeah, no, that was wonderful. Well, if you just joined us, I'm talking to my special guest from the arts this week, Kathleen Powell, co-founder and president of Cinequest, which includes the Cinequest Film Festival. We're going to go to a break now, but we'll be back after these messages.
Named Best Film Festival by USA Today readers, the Cinequest Film and VR Festival 2018 returns to Silicon Valley February 27th through March 11th. Here's Cinequest co-founder Kathleen Powell.
You know, Silicon Valley is such a unique place. It's where creativity and innovation come together to empower, and that's our vision with Cinequest. This is where it all happens. We want every individual that walks through the door to feel like the value that they got far exceeds what they ever put into it.
Cinequest rolls out the red carpet on opening night for an evening of laughs and big guests as director, star, and past Cinequest Maverick Award recipient William H. Macy returns to Cinequest to present his highly anticipated new unconventional comedy, Crystal. The stellar cast includes Rosario Dawson and Kathy Bates, so a great opening night. The Cinequest Maverick Spirit Award winners this year are Nicolas Cage, Andy McDowell, and Tatiana Maslany, all of whom will be attending. I'm interviewing Andy McDowell live on stage at the California Theatre on March 10th after she's presented with her award, so I hope you can join us. Andy's long acting career includes such classic films as Groundhog Day and Four Weddings and a Funeral. Nicolas Cage will be live on stage at the California Theatre for his award event on February 28th. Obviously, he is one of the best-known film stars in Hollywood. Closing the festival will be the world premiere of the film Brothers in Arms, which is a documentary about the making of the Best Picture-winning film Platoon and the friendships this gruelling shoot forged among its young cast. Cinequest is also presenting 130 world and US premiere films and over 500 screenings, VR experiences, special programs, and fabulous celebrations. Cinequest invites you to join the celebration with artists, innovators, and film lovers from all walks of life. For the complete lineup and festival passes and tickets, visit cinequest.org. That's cinequest.org. It really is a great experience, so I definitely recommend it.
Do you like the music from It's a Question of Balance with Ruth Copeland? Have you ever wondered what the full songs sound like? Now you can find out by listening to the new EP, It's a Question of Balance Music, available from iTunes, Amazon, and itsaquestionofbalance.com. It's a Question of Balance Music. Download individual tracks or the whole EP from iTunes, Amazon, or itsaquestionofbalance.com.
Did you know about the Santa Cruz Art League on Broadway in Santa Cruz? Founded in 1919, it's 96 years young and provides a wonderful gallery space for local and national artists. It's a great place to view art with 14 shows a year and also to gain support if you're an artist yourself. There are art classes and weekend workshops, many taught by open studio artists. If you become a member, you receive a newsletter, discounts on classes, gifts and exhibit entries, images of your art on the Art League website, and guaranteed participation in the annual members show. It's also a great place to meet artists. Visit the Santa Cruz Art League at 562 Broadway or the website at scal.org. That's scal.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's a Question of Balance with me, Ruth Copeland, and I'm talking to my special guest from the arts, Kathleen Powell, co-founder and president of Cinequest. And if you would like to find out more information about Cinequest, either Picture the Possibilities, the Maverick Studio, or the Film Festival in San Jose, California, which is upcoming at the end of February, you can go to cinequest.org. That's cinequest.org, cinequest.org. There's lots of information there about all of that. So Kathleen, we were talking about what a huge endeavour the film festival is to put on before the break, and I was wondering why you chose Silicon Valley to base the festival in.
Oh, my gosh. You know, Silicon Valley is such a unique place. It's where creativity and innovation come together to empower. And, you know, that's our vision with CineQuest. That's what we do with all of our programs. You know, the minds that have created these great companies from Intel to Apple to HP to now the more recent companies like the Googles and the Facebooks, you know, this is where it all happens. And you have to, you know, have that innovative mind, but you also have to be extremely creative to do these things. And it's the same way with filmmaking. It's the same way with arts, the arts that, you know, it really takes that strong vision and thinking beyond what has been done before to be able to create. So I can't think of a better place in the world than to be just surrounded by people who, from all walks of life and so diverse in their backgrounds, but having that kind of excitement and that mindset to be creative than here in Silicon Valley.
Right. So you decided to start the festival, you chose Silicon Valley, and you started out, as I mentioned earlier, in one theatre, and now you've developed into this renowned event today. I'm imagining there must have been some hiccups along the way. I was wondering if you could share with us a bit about the process of growing it.
Oh, my gosh. You know, it was stressful. With the film festival itself, it's an event that occurs once a year, and it's, you don't have that kind of iterative process that you can go through to quickly make changes and be repetitive and grow quickly or tweak what you're doing quickly. It's something that takes a whole year to build. The first few years, like you said, was, you know, one theater. It was 2,300 people that very first year. And now this year we'll have over 100,000 people attend the event. And, you know, it the challenges those first few years really came from just people not thinking it would succeed, right? We knew it. And we knew that we were creating a great company and that would go on to do great things and empower others. But, you know, there's a lot of naysayers that come along and tell you it can't be done. And so it's, you know, it was a lot of work and it was stressful in those first years. And it took about till year 10 before we, you know, really started to not quite be so stressed about the whole thing. And, right. You know, our focus was on building a core audience that would come together each year and look forward to it and be part of a community. So it was really on what could we deliver of value that a community here in Silicon Valley would get excited about.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you've obviously succeeded with that with, you know, as you said, 100,000 people attending this year. That's a remarkable achievement of your vision. CineQuest states that the four pillars of your team culture are integrity, high energy, world-class excellence, and love. And I'm wondering how you see love coming into business generally and into CineQuest specifically.
Yeah, so those four pillars came about several years ago. We brought together the staff and key volunteers that work with us every year and really talked about values and what was important to them in their work environment and their lives. And came, you know, the group came back with a variety of different answers and in different perspective on it, but the four that were common to everybody were these four. And love is, all of them are critical in different ways, but love is super important because it's about, do you love those who you serve, and do you love what you're doing, and do you care, do you truly care about the artists that come and what their experience is like here? Do you truly care about every single patron that is sitting in that audience or the sponsors that come together to support the work or the contributors? And if you can answer yes, then we're all on the right track, because without caring for those that we serve, you're really missing a big piece of what the work that you're doing in your life. And so if you, we call it love, but it, you know, you can refer to it as caring or real concern or empowerment of those that we serve. That's important. And so when we bring on new staff members, when we decide what we're going to do at a particular event or who we're going to honor each year, these pillars are really critical for us, and we have to truly care about those that we serve.
Mm. I was really interested to see that value, because, I mean, you often see values, you know, such as passion or excellence, but I think, you know, characterizing it as love, it opens it up in a different way, and you know, the way you've described it, it sort of shows that, and I think that's business. I mean, obviously this is the arts, so it's a bit more touchy-feely, but you know, even with that, business can seem quite hard, and I think you can lose track of the more human emotions. So I was quite inspired to see that as one of your values.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, I think too, in businesses, you know, Cinequest is a business. I mean, we you know, have to, you know, execute as a business and succeed at that, or we won't exist. And I, you know, I think when businesses take on, you know, when you think of a traditional business like a tech company or others, when they do take on that value and they do truly care about their customers and what they're building for their customers or the products or services that they offer, I think they're more likely to succeed, you know, that because that's something that people or other businesses do feel, you know, when you're working with a partner that truly cares about you.
Yeah, and I think there's a difference, too, between truly caring and caring because you feel you have to in order to make money. You know, those things are really different, and people can tell.
So different, because when you care because it's your bottom line, it is different than when you truly care about somebody having a great experience or feeling that they got that they're important, that they're part of something bigger, you know, than themselves or a paycheck or a, you know, ticket price or you know, that, you know, we want every individual that walks through the door, whether you know, they spent $5 or spent thousands of dollars because they're supporting in a different way, to feel like the value that they got was far exceeds what they ever put into it. And that, you know, that it's something that they can't live without, that they want to come back again.
Yeah. Yeah. The Cinequest Film Festival is described as a discovery bastion for film artists and media technologies, and a bastion strongly defends or upholds particular principles, attitudes, or activities. And so I was going to ask you what you hope the film festival is upholding and or defending for its participants and attendees. I mean, you've spoken about you want them to feel part of the experience, that feel the value is really great. I mean, is that what you feel you're upholding and or defending, you know, for both the filmmakers and people coming to view the films?
Oh, yeah. You know, that it's great, but also, you know, it is a discovery festival. And so we look at the majority of the films and the artists and the work that we do coming from young artists, and by young I mean young in the profession, so first, second-time directors, filmmakers, new perspectives, new visions, and we really want to help those young artists get off the ground. And part of that is honoring those that have, like the Sir Ben Kingsleys, Sir Ian McKellen, Gus Van Sant, Spike Lee's, that have been working in the profession but keep that innovative perspective and that that integrity in their work to be doing things that are challenging and cutting edge and different than what's been done before. They have that same mindset. And so, so much of it is really supporting that young perspective.
So you say it's a discovery festival. Does that mean you only feature films from first or second you know, filmmakers know? Okay.
No, but the majority does. The majority every year comes from, you know, we really look at those helping to give young artists a break, really support, not looking just to have, you know,
big names or whatever.
Out of all the Hollywood films, right?
Yes.
Or all of the artists that are established and working consistently in their careers. It's, you know, we were there once ourselves, right? That first film that went to the Venice Film Festival, and somebody gave us a chance to say, you know, we want you here. You know, we want to honor the work that you did and the vision that you have. And that's what we want to give back.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Well, I think it's important because the way everything has gone digitally in all areas of the arts, it's very hard for anyone to get traction now. So there's a preponderance of older established artists because it's easier. Everybody already knows about them. It's been done and it's hard. Harder even than it ever has been, I think, to gain any traction in your career in the arts. So that is great that you're offering people, you know, that opportunity.
Yeah, it's what gets us excited every day to come into work and get up in the morning.
Yeah, yeah. So for someone who's never been to the festival as an attendee, could you give us a brief overview? What could they expect and how best to enjoy the experience?
Oh my gosh, you know, every day is packed full of films, screenings, and events. If you're a first-time festival goer, I would suggest getting a pass. Because what a pass allows you to do is to make choices spur of the moment, right? So you don't have to necessarily decide in advance, you know, what your schedule is going to look like. But you can come and go. And it allows for you to listen to what the buzz is, you know, hear what people are talking about as they're standing in lines and what exciting things are happening or who's going to be attending. And you can really dive in and experience films that you may not have experienced ever before, from documentaries to comedies to international films to short films. It just allows you a freedom to sample and really, you know, experience things that take you to different places that that are exciting to go. So I love the festival pass options because it allows you that freedom. But just come and be in the environment, and it really does transform the downtown in a very, very unique way during those 13 days.
Mm. Can you walk between venues or
yes.
So you don't have to like drive from one place to another? You just park somewhere and then you can get to everywhere you need to?
We are super lucky. We've got incredible venues from the beautifully restored California Theater that seats over 1,100 people. It was restored with a lot of support from David Packard to get that venue up and back to its glory at the, you know, the early 1900s as a Fox Theater. And to keep that as just this really incredible venue for Silicon Valley to have and to treasure. And Cinequest is so incredibly lucky to have that throughout the festival and is one of our key venues, Hammer Center. And it's run by our partners at San Jose State University. It's all walkable, walkable. So all within a 4-block radius, all of the parties, the lounges, the screenings, great restaurants. You know, so, you know, typically when people go out, you know, to see a film, there's food involved. You know, you go out to dinner or lunch afterwards or before. And so San Jose is rich with a lot of great restaurants.
Yeah, well, sounds wonderful. If you just joined us, I'm talking to my special guest from the arts this week, Kathleen Powell, co-founder and president of Cinequest. You're listening to It's a Question of Balance with me, Ruth Copland. We're going to go to a break now, but we'll be back after these messages.
Casey, and I'm the second generation owner of Bookshop Santa Cruz. We pride ourselves on being Santa Cruz's community bookstore and have been located in the heart of downtown Santa Cruz for over 47 years. We feature an extensive selection of new and used books, children's books and toys, gifts, cards, magazines, and games. Our knowledgeable booksellers can help you find just the right book or gift. We hope you can join us for our author events each week featuring best-selling authors and books of local interest. And if you can't get downtown, our website has over 3.2 million titles which ship directly to your home. We even have experts on site to help you publish your own book or family history. Come visit us downtown or at our website, bookshopsantacruz.com.
Ciao, I'm Luca from Tramonti at 528 Seabright Avenue, steps from the ocean. We are the authentic Italian pizza and pasta restaurant, serving also organic salad and house-made desserts in a friendly family-style atmosphere, indoor or on our lovely patio.
Tramonti is open every day from noon to 9 and later on Fridays and Saturdays. Come enjoy our specials every Tuesday neighborhood night and the best deal for a healthy bite at lunch every day.
We bake our bread and prep our fresh pasta and pizza daily. Beppe, Danielle, and I want to say grazie to the Santa Cruz community for supporting us in the past 2 years. Allora, buon appetito.
Visit Luca and Beppe at Tremonti, 528 Seabright Avenue. That's Tremonti, 528 Seabright Avenue.
Can you imagine living without stress, anxiety, or fear? And can you imagine a life filled with harmony and inner peace? Is that even possible? The Ananda Yoga and Meditation Center in Scotts Valley offers simple tools to help you become more effective at work and more centered in the face of life's challenges. At Ananda, we offer yoga classes for everybody, inspiring workshops, devotional chanting, and Sunday services based on the teachings of Paramahansa Yogananda. Our teachers and therapists are highly trained professionals who work together to inspire a healthier you. And your first Ananda yoga class is always free. Visit us at anandascottsvalley.org or call 338-YOGA. That's anandascottsvalley.org or 338-YOGA.
You're listening to It's a Question of Balance with me, Ruth Copland, and my special guest from the arts, Kathleen Powell, co-founder and president of CineQuest. And just to remind you again, if you want more information about the festival in San Jose, California at the beginning of March, you can go to cinequest.org. That's cinequest.org. The festival awards the prestigious Maverick Spirit Award. I'm wondering, Kathleen, what the impetus behind offering this recognition is.
It's to those artists and innovators that have really stayed true to a very strong vision of doing work that's non-formulaic, that is constantly challenging or taking you to places that we've never been. And so it's really about artists that have that level of integrity or vision and passion of the work that they do. It's not a job. It's something so much more than that. And, you know, they're inspiring people in many different ways. You know, they come with different perspectives and different backgrounds and outlooks. And it's those that, you know, help us, keep us on those journeys, you know, inspire young artists to do things that are different.
Yeah. I noticed that over the nearly 25 years of the festival and the Maverick Spirit Awards being bestowed, roughly 15% of honorees have been women. I wonder if you see this as a reflection of the representation of women in film or lack thereof, or as part of a wider cultural phenomenon, or both?
You know, it's so challenging, and I'm, as you know from my background, I'm a huge, I do a lot of work to mentor and empower women and young girls, and it's a challenge for us at Cinequest, and it's a challenge for many reasons. One is the underrepresentation of women in general, and just I think the way society is in business, and you know, there's so many issues around equal pay, and you know, we can go on and on and on. Some of it has to do with the representation and the role that women have played in the creation of film. You know, how many have been directors or producers, and you know, we see that percentage changing, but still it's the majority of films we see that get submitted or we see in theaters today are from men directors. And so part of it's that representation, and then also part of it is just when we go to honor our big guests every year, our Maverick Spirit Award guests, women are a lot more cautious, and I think they're also a lot more sheltered, you know, by their management teams and their agents. Mm,
yeah.
And, you know, there's still a push to have, you know, men honored, you know, more so than the women. And so it's a challenge, and we work every year on it, and we have great help in that area, and the last few years we've been able to honor more women, but it is a challenge. It's it's not a 50-50 world with 50% of the films coming from female directors and 50% male, so it's
absolutely not. Yeah, but as you say, it is changing, so that's inspiring.
it is
The arts are always the first cut, it seems, in educational budgets. And your program, Picture the Possibilities, teaches children how to create anything from arts to science. And the arts are often not thought of as practical or cost-effective in the real world, sort of more of a luxury. But I'm wondering about the cross-pollination of what one learns through arts that enhances everything else, and what your thoughts are on how art can help us in non-art areas.
Oh my gosh. You know, art is an exciting place because, take film. The process of creating the film, you have an idea, you know, a vision of what you want to create, a story that you want to tell. And to execute it, you go through the same steps as you do when you're creating a product or a business, from bringing partners together and having a strong vision, and how do you get people to support that work, and how do you have the passion and excitement for it so others will be excited about it, to take it to that whole process to realize it. And so it's a way to easily show young people how to create, how to create anything in your life, be it a family, a business, education. You can go through these same steps to take an idea into reality. And so it's something that is visual that you can easily show and teach, uses a teaching device. The great thing about film and digital media is that the power that it has, right? So the power it has to communicate your ideas or who you are or what you want to achieve in life, and connect that to the rest of the world, more so than we could do 20, 25 years ago.
Mm.
And so the skills that you learn when you're in the field of film or digital media can empower you in so many different ways in your life. So with Picture the Possibilities, we teach this a program that we call the 7 Powers of Creating, which shows young people an easy way to take an idea into reality. And we show them, we take them through a process of making a short film so that they can see it happen and they can see how to apply it. But they can use those skills in anything and anything they want to create. And with the exposure to film, and film today is digital media, They can use that in whatever they want to do. If they want to start a business or they want to connect with people around the world or they want to share their ideas and have a voice or go into the public sector, you know, this gives them a tool set that they can use in whatever they want to do to create in their world.
Yeah, oh, I think that's great. I wanted to ask you, you recently co-directed and co-produced the film Life is Love. Is it important to you to find time to be a filmmaker as well as serve filmmakers?
You know, it is, and we don't spend enough time doing it. You know, it's something that we're passionate about and is a reason why we started CineQuest, Halston and I, and if we can get, you know, keep on that path every 3 or 4 years of creating a film, then, you know, it is important. There's so much work out there that we would like to do, and it's finding time to do it.
Absolutely. We're coming towards the end of the interview. I wanted to ask you, what are your visions for the festival going forward?
Oh, my gosh. Well, we celebrated our 25th anniversary last year, and so this is the start of our second quarter of a century.
Congratulations.
Yeah, super excited about that. And, you know, the CineQuest Film Festival was honored this past summer by being voted Best Film Festival by USA Today readers. And so having, you know, hundreds of thousands of people coming together to vote and pick and recognize CineQuest with this honor was just a great just energy boost for all the work that we do.
Particularly because there's a lot of film festivals, so that really means something.
there are, and we're really unique in that space of, you know, that vision of creativity and innovation and just the work we do to serve. And so it's something that, you know, we'll continue to hold to and just find more ways to serve more people and individuals and artists and get better every year. You know, part of that world-class excellence, you mentioned our four pillars of the company. World-class excellence to us is really about how do you make it better? You know, how do you continually strive to create better experiences and serve in so much better ways? And it's not about being perfect. It's about the whole, is it something that is great? Not good, not average, not okay. But if it's not great, don't do it. And so that's what we instill in those that we work with every year is, you know, have that excitement and pride in the work that you do to make sure that what you put out there, whether it's at the film festival or if it's the youth that we're working with and picture the possibilities, if you're going to spend the time to create something, make it great, you know, and continually strive to do that, because we don't need to put average, okay things out there. There's enough of that in the world. And So we'll continue.
Yeah, that's a good point, because I think, you know, it's become so easy to create technically high-quality things that there is a vast amount of stuff out there that technically is professional, you know, but maybe it's mediocre, you know. So I think you're right in trying to reach, you know, for that greatness in art.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, and what are your personal goals moving into the future? Or are they just totally entwined with the vision for CineQuest?
You know, I think it's continuing down that path of service that you know, that if we can you know, it's an exciting place to be in the work that we do, and continuing to support others and the work that they want to create, you know, if we can, you know, and it's supporting others that have that vision to do great things, right?
Yes.
So it's it's putting more depth into those that can move the needle.
Yeah.
And so it's continuing down that path, and yeah, we'll continue to do it, as long as we can.
Wonderful. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for talking to me. It's been wonderful finding out more about the festival and everything that you're doing. I appreciate you taking the time.
Oh, thank you so much. I truly enjoyed the hour with you, and I hope that you'll come out to Cinequest Film Festival this year and be part of it with us and experience what we all are so excited about.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely my intention. I'm planning to come this year, so you will see me there.
Great, fabulous. Look forward to it.
So I also want to let listeners know that if you want to get passes to the film festival, find out more information about anything that we've talked about, you can go to cinequest.org, cinequest.org, and there's all different kinds of passes. You can just go to individual films, right the way up to a VIP pass that gets you into every party and event. It really is a wonderful thing. That's in San Jose, California. So you can either, if you're local, pop along, or maybe fly in if you're listening from somewhere else in the world. Just to remind you again about the show's website, itsaquestionofbalance.com. You can go there to hear all past podcasts on topics and guests. On the homepage, there are two tabs, guests and topics. If you click on those, it brings up photographs of all the previous guests and names and all the interesting subjects that we've covered. Makes it very easy to choose a podcast that you might like to listen to. So I hope you'll check that out. That's itsaquestionofbalance.com. Thanks for listening and have a great week.